Riverside Theatres in Parramatta is gearing up for the Australian premiere of Daytime Diwani, a powerful and immersing coming-of-age story from the award-winning UK playwright Azan Ahmed. This show runs from this Thursday, until the 25th of October. And joining me now from the cast is Ashan Kumar. Good morning, Ashan. How are you this morning?
Yo, I'm good. What are you saying, Eva? Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thank you for jumping on. Now, Daytime Diwani is described as a rave-fueled journey through identity, rebellion, and freedom. I really love that description. But can you give us a glimpse on what's really happening in this performance? What are we expecting?
Well, it's exactly that. But I'm going to break it down for you. It's about, so the night, the show is about one night. Takes place in a club, in a daytime rave, and my character Sadiq introduces everyone to the rave scene, gets everyone excited, gets them all keen for the rave, and it's basically him introducing Farhan, the younger character played by Aryan Sharma, into the rave, and he's sort of a schoolboy who's not really used to this world, and we go on this journey of where Sadiq introduces Farhan to the rave scene, to the culture, to what it means to be raving in the daytime with other South Asian people, with their music and under the lights, basically.
Yeah, I love that. And in the production, as you've mentioned, we meet cousins Farhan and Sadiq, and you play Sadiq, and one's sort of more quiet, one's a bit more wild. Which one are you, and what drew you to that character?
So I play Sadiq, who is the wild one. He's like sort of the party monster.
Yeah.
And Farhan is obviously the quiet one.
Yep.
So what drew me to this was just the energy that I think Sadiq brings. I think he's a representation of, you know, the rebellious side of the youth. And, you know, we all have our journeys and have our hardships. So, you know, family and faith and all that. It's a bit tricky to navigate, but Sadiq finds his comfort and mask and identity in the raves with the people around him. He gets caught in a bit of naughty things, but I'll let you come and watch to decide what those things are. But basically that. Yeah,
sounds very intriguing. Do you enjoy a bit of a rave yourself? Is that why you've been particularly drawn to Sadiq?
I love to dance. I love to rave, to enter that kind of scene where it's, you know, it's a bit let loose, let free, you know, let your limbs fly, shake your souls, that kind of thing. So, yeah, Sadiq was quite not hard to play because he was sort of similar to me in a way.
Oh, awesome. And the play is rooted in British South Asian history, but resonates quite strongly with what's happening in Sydney's own South Asian art scene at the moment. Do you see this show reflecting in today's Sydney's culture, the art scene here?
Yeah, it definitely draws parallels. You know, in London back in the 90s, it was about brown people fitting into this society and, you know, a lot of racism and stuff going on, which is kind of like, yeah, theatre here in Sydney, it's very rare to see a brown person on stage to be telling their stories or sharing the stories of, you know, South Asians. And this is, you know, the beginning. I think this is the era where, you know, and Riverside are doing an amazing job telling stories that should be getting told, you know, and a lot of people that don't know about this movement. So, yeah, South Asians have stories to tell. We have a lot of, you know, traditional stories and work that needs to be shared with audiences. So I think Riverside are doing a mad job. And just to share that experience and the hardships that we all go through in a Western society.
Yeah, absolutely. Very well put. Thank you for that. And for young South Asian Australians, or really anyone who's navigating dual cultural identities, what message or feelings do you hope they walk away with after seeing Daytime Diwani?
Well, you know, what often the journeys that South Asians go on when they, you know, migrants to a different country is stick to your work. You know, that's what's important. The priorities, make money, get the stable career. I think that we often forget relationships, connections with our family are so important to us that we lose track of that and they fall to the wayside. But I think this show is a real nice reminder that family, connection, relationships are important with these Asian communities and to never lose touch of them, because they are your foundations and they are going to support you through your life. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Wonderful. And where can people grab their tickets if they're keen for this event?
Yeah, so go to Parramatta Riverside. I don't know what the exact link is, but it's called Daytime Diwani. We've got shows on from the 16th of October to the 25th. It's a short season, so get in quick. Tickets are selling fast. If you just go to the Riverside National Theatre of Parramatta link.
Wonderful.
Website, we'll be there. You'll see my face on there along with Ari and Sharma. You can't miss it.
Wonderful. And you can grab your tickets. nationaltheatreofparramatta.com.au is the link. Daytime Diwani kicks off this Thursday and runs right until 25th of October at Riverside Theatres. Ashan, thank you so much for chatting to me. It's been a pleasure to speak to you today.
Thank you so much for having me, Eva.
Of course. And chukas to you. I hope all goes well.
You on the stage.
Thank you.